Created to Serve Sunday, and we're going to start off with one question. Why should we serve? One simple reason, because it's part of who God created each of us to be. You are created to serve. And in fact, as we dive in today on this idea and this opportunity to live a lifestyle of service, we're going to learn more just about why it's so important. Serving God and serving others, it's important, and it's something that we really strive for around here at Manor. It's a part of our thumbprint, because it's important to Jesus. It's who we as God's children are created to be. It's how we can be on mission with Him in our everyday lives, and it's simply how we can change the world one simple act at a time. Know and accept this truth as shared by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. For we are God's handiwork. Let that soak in. You sitting here this morning are the handiwork of the Lord. You are the masterpiece of the creator of the universe. You are a masterpiece that's been created to do good works. That's exciting. Let it soak in. Let that truth soak in. It's a life-changing truth that you are God's handiwork, created to do good works. We also know, however, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, if we just back up a bit, that God saved you by His special favor when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. None of us can boast about it because nothing we can do, no good works or actions, nothing we can do can get us our salvation, because that is something that comes only from God. Don't miss that. Jesus died on the cross so that we can be free, and we cannot earn that. So we can set our pride aside, and rather we can respond to the gift of salvation with joy. We can respond with such gratitude. It's our salvation and His creative and powerful work within us that results in powerful acts of service. You see, service is an outward expression. It's an outward expression of how we love and serve God. And service is also an opportunity for us to help others know His love. As saved people, we're creatively created to serve. We're creatively created to serve. And serving others helps us express our love, our gratitude. It helps us worship the King. Our service is done in worship. And it's His grace, His mercy, His love within us that then overflows through us. It's His love working in us that overflows through us to others. So serving's a practical way to share the gospel. Serving is a practical way to work towards expanding the kingdom through your words, your everyday actions, and really your whole lifestyle. Serving's a part of who we are called to be, and it's really important to answer the call. It's critical. This morning, we have a few friends here at Manor who are in our midst weekly who are certainly committed to serving the Lord and serving others, and they're going to specifically share with us this morning about some of the opportunities they've had being a part of Mennonite Disaster Services. So I'm going to invite Larry Miller and Alan Herr and Chuck Graves to come up front, and they're going to share with us. So let's welcome them and thank them for giving their time this morning. Good morning, guys. So, Larry, you're going to get us started, and would you be willing to introduce all of us to Mennonite Disaster Services and kind of tell us about MDS?
Mennonite Disaster Service started 1950, and are now in 17 different locations in the United States and Canada. And what we represent is respond, rebuild, and restore, which is on our shirts. And they believe in that for almost 70 years now. And so the logo is, of course, we rebuild, but we also restore hope. And these people that have nothing lose everything through a disaster, and we come in and give them hope. And so anyway.
That's great.
And I want to thank you, thank Alan for helping me with this bridge trip that we're going to be doing. We have a video, and between Alan and I, we coordinated this, and I want to thank him.
So we're going to share a video of some of the awesome work that was done back in November as these guys, along with a whole entire team, served in a community that was ravaged by flooding that had happened earlier in 2022. So let's take a look. Very cool. Thank you for sharing that. To see that finished product there at the end is just absolutely tremendous. Alan, I know you to be somebody who really cares about serving the Lord, serving other, and that often your service is part of your testimony. Can you talk to us a little bit about why it is that you do serve?
Thanks, Randy. Thanks for having us here. I'll say a couple things here in regards to how and why. First off, I often say that I have one regret with MDS, and that is that I didn't go earlier in life and experience the joy of helping other people. We go to serve those people, and MDS often has used the phrase of we are the hands and feet of Jesus, and we truly try to be that. But often, in blessing them, they bless us as well. And I can give two examples of that. The first would be in New York after Superstorm Sandy. Mm-hmm. And we went there as a group, and Larry and Chuck were part of that group and many others. And MDS, when they rehabilitate a family's home, they often have a dedication service on a Wednesday evening. And often, if you're working on a house, you're just a small part of that. You're never there at the completion. But in this instance, we were there. The house was completed. In fact, we never worked on the house. But prior to that, this family had lost their house in the flooding of Superstorm Sandy. They came back. Everything's covered with mud, two stories high. It's covered with mud. They, you know, searching through things. She found her family Bible, and it's covered with mud. And sorry, I get emotional on this every time, but as she opened that Bible, she opened to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 27, and the verse was, I will build you a house. And she took that as her faith promise. And they tried with numerous contractors to get help. And often what MDS does is tries to step in and help families that are bypassed by other agencies, and MDS took on the project, and we were there for the completion. But the joy in that family, but the faith that they showed, there were a group of about 35 of us there, 35 there that night, not a dry eye in the place, just we were overwhelmed with the faith that they had, and helped inspire us as well. And then the second example would be in Alabama. This was after tornadoes some years ago, and we were there to repair, you know, whatever project we were given. And on a Monday morning, one of the crew leaders had taken sick, and he said, Alan, he said, why don't you take and lead this crew? Here's the address. Here's the house where you're going. You have to wait for someone's coming to give approval to go ahead with funding for this. Just have to wait. So we went there, met the family, three generations living in the house. The man was bedridden, could not get out of bed. He had built this house himself, but over the years it had just gone in disrepair. He physically couldn't do it. Family didn't have the finances. And they told us, they said, don't walk in that front room, you'll fall into the basement. And I thought, what? And so I got to go look, you know. And sure enough, the floor started to go down. Mm-hmm. It was ridden with termites and just other structural things. And of course, I was supposed to wait. And being a Lancaster County guy, and Manor Group wants to get going, I said, let's look at this. So we started tearing into it, no approval. They said, what are you going to do? I said, well, when this guy comes, he'll have to approve it. We have it torn apart. And I was literally running out of props when he showed up. Of course, he gave the approval. But the blessing came at the end. This grandfather, bedridden, we could go up to his room and talk with him. Just a joy in his heart and what that family experienced, that we could fix their house. So that's what we're about, to just help others and be a blessing to them, but they in turn bless us as well.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Chuck, finally, I know that you are a guy who loves to serve others, and I also happen to know that you have a gift when it comes to encouraging others to come alongside and really get involved. Why don't you share a little bit about that?
Sure. So first, the moment of disclosure, I am not skilled labor. Don't let these bridges and floors falling down scare you. All right. I'm strictly an example of a guy who likes to serve people and through so doing Jesus. Serving is about the will of God to me. It's about seeking the will of God, finding the will of God, and most of all, trusting the will of God. If we limit God by deciding where we'll serve and when we'll serve and how we'll serve and if we serve, we take the joy that he's given us right out of his hands and out of our hands. And in doing so, we limit ourselves, we limit the people we could be helping, and we limit what God can do in our lives. So that sounds a little scary, maybe. You're going to go someplace you've never been, do something you've never done with people you never met, and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do that. But in those places, whether it's in Lancaster or wherever it is, Kentucky, in those places where you step out of your comfort zone, you seek his will, you find it, and you trust it, he shows up. You don't walk alone through any of those things that you're doing. He is there with you through every circumstance. If you call on him, he's there. If you need him, he's there. And together, the both of you, God and you, will do amazing things for the people that we serve. Thank you.
Let's thank these guys for having the courage to come up on stage today and share. And thank you for all of the wonderful things you have done in your many years of serving with MDS. There is going to be a table out in the lobby when you leave this morning. If you feel a nudge to learn more about MDS, I certainly encourage you to do it. Not only these three gentlemen, but some others from here at Manor are partnered up with that wonderful ministry and can answer any questions for you. We're going to have the band come back up and share another song with us this morning before we dive in. As believers, we have the opportunity, indeed the calling, to live for God, to really have our whole lives demonstrate our faith in Christ. Our faith and belief in Jesus is critical to our salvation. It truly is. Because remember what Paul told the Ephesians, that we are saved by grace through faith. We are saved by grace through faith, and the way that we live our lives is critical. As we eagerly and expectantly await Christ's return, we can and should continually seek to serve God and show deep love for others. We should invest our time and our talents where they will make an eternal difference. We can invest our giftings and use them for eternal good. And every single one of us is called to missional service, so don't miss that, because that means everyone here today is truly called to missional service. So take a moment to realize that everyone was made by God in his image with giftings. Every one of us was made by God in his image with giftings. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 through 12 says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself was speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen. All of us have gifts. Speak as if God was speaking through you. Help others with the strength and the energy that he supplies. And all you do will bring glory to God. Peter reminds us so well here that everyone has gifts. Everyone has gifts. Everyone can serve. Everyone can share something with another. All of us, as his children, have been created to serve with abilities to share, and we ought to do this for his glory. The NLT Life Application Bible says this: how is God glorified when we use our abilities? When we use them as he directs to help others. They will see Jesus in us and glorify him for the help they have received. Peter may have been thinking of Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, which says, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Your good deeds help shine his light. Your interactions with others help to introduce him to the world. Now, realistically, there's probably some of you who are sitting here this morning or tuning in from home, and you might be feeling like you are ready. You are ready to leave this place, and you know what gift it is that you want to share with others and just how you're planning to do so. And that is awesome. That's tremendous. So go ahead and go change the world and be on his mission. And I believe that there are also many of you who have hearts that are full of the desire to serve God and really love on those around you. Love your neighbors and do it well, but you aren't quite sure what the next step for you will be. Or you might not be sure where to connect with these opportunities to serve other people. Or you might be unsure of exactly what it is that you want to share, and that's okay. That's all okay, because the goal today is to get started on your journey, to search your own heart, assess your talents, your giftings, to evaluate your time, as well as how you invest it. And I encourage you to begin just praying through those next steps, what they might be for you, wherever it is that you are in your journey. You can boldly commit to serving God through serving others. You can do so in familiar ways. You can do it in ways that are just brand new. And if you're unsure of how to get started, remember, that's okay. We all have to evaluate and reevaluate along our journeys. But if you're here this morning and you're hearing these words and you're thinking, I am not exactly sure what's next for me, please connect with one of us here at Manor, even after the service, out in the lobby. Staff's going to be around, and we'd love to connect with you on this today or anytime in the near future. It truly is one of our greatest joys. But today, I hope that you will accept a challenge to dive in, to really realize that you are created to serve. You're created to serve by a loving Father, and you can realize that you too can be a light for his love, his grace, and his mercy. And what that looks like for each of us, that can look 1,000 different ways. And isn't that beautiful? That as the body of Christ, we can come together with such variety and all of those spiritual gifts that he can grant. We come together, and it's something that's incredibly amazing and exciting to think about. Scott Peachy is someone who certainly models a lifestyle that is reflective of Christ's love for the world. And when I was preparing for today and thinking of someone with a truly creative and servant heart, Scott came to mind, and I'm going to invite Scott up here today to share with us. Let's welcome Scott. Thank you for being here, Scott. Scott, tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe where and how you serve, so everyone can get acquainted.
All right, well, first, good morning, and thank you for asking me to come up and share this morning, and also just the many wonderful ways that Manor creates opportunities for us to serve both here in the church and in the community. So that's kind of how I got started serving. My wife and Jennifer and I started coming to Manor almost 6 years ago. And since we've been here, Ryan Cobb asked me to help with student ministries. So I've been doing that and working with Bo. We've had opportunities with the Manor Serve Weeks to help out with that. And currently, I just started my second term on the church board. So that's here in the church. Locally, I've also had some opportunities to work with Hands Across the Street in Columbia with some facilities issues. I'll be helping them as they get ready to move to a new facility. And also, Larry Miller, he managed to drag me to MDS a few times. So I've done 3 trips now with MDS in Kentucky.
That's great. You really do serve in a variety of ways and use your gifts creatively, and that is encouraging to all of us to see in action. But I'm curious if you would share, how is serving really an expression of who you are?
So I retired from the Army after 29 years in 2016. I really struggled after doing that, having a successful career. I kind of envisioned finding a nice executive mm-hmm. position, having a plush, easy retirement. That didn't really work out the way I planned, so I ended up coming back to Pennsylvania, here to Lancaster County, and I really had to take some time to just do some reflection. What do I need to do for the next few years of my life, and what's most important to me? And after doing some reflection, I realized that I wouldn't be happy unless I was able to do something to make a positive difference in people's lives. I wasn't sure what that looked like, but coming here to Manor and being able to do Celebrate Columbia and some other things, that was kind of a springboard for me to realize, you know, to serve. I needed to do something where I could serve. So through trial, error, some divine intervention, I started my own little handyman business with the idea that I could make a positive impact in these people's lives. I could serve them and share the love of God with them through my work. So it's not how I imagined things a few years ago, but I have to say that following God's call, discovering the gifts that he gave to me, and using them for others has just been absolutely peace, bringing me peace and fulfillment.
That's awesome. As we prepared for this morning, I asked you to sort of fill in the blank or complete this sentence, and I'd love to share that answer with everyone here this morning. Scott, you love to serve because?
So I love to serve because when I accepted Christ at the age of 14, I made that decision because the fact that God came to earth as a man as Jesus Christ, suffered physically, emotionally, and did that for me, someone undeserving of that love, I just couldn't fathom that. And how could I possibly live up to that? I obviously we can't earn salvation by what we do, but I can try to live life worthy of that sacrifice, worthy of that gift of salvation. With that in mind, and the words from James chapter 2, where he says that faith produces good deeds, That's my motivation. How can my faith produce good deeds? So I hope and pray every morning that with my work or my service that somehow I can express God's love, help others find joy in God's love. And the fact that God is willing to use me, a just ordinary flawed human being, to share his love is, that's amazing. It's an honor, and that's where I find joy and the love to serve.
That's awesome. Scott, thank you so much for all that you do to share Christ's love, and thank you specifically for sharing it with us this morning.
Thank you.
So Scott shared something there at the end. He said that he finds joy and fulfillment in serving. And how cool is that, that we can serve others and really find that peace and joy and contentment that Scott referred to. But it's also not uncommon. While we should never ever serve for the sake of ourselves, we serve to serve God and his people who might be in need. We do know that encouragement and healing often go hand in hand. We really are blessed by blessing others. It's something Alan referenced earlier this morning. We really are blessed by blessing others. It's simply good for our souls to serve. Because as you serve others, you bring God glory. And at the same time, you're likely building your own self-confidence as you're finding and sharing what's unique and special about you as he's created you to be. You oftentimes experience a greater sense of belonging as you come alongside others in the body of Christ. You form deeper social connections in doing so, and it gives us opportunities to really realize and experience his presence among us. It's how you work and live for him. When your lifestyle is honoring of him and sharing his love with others in word and deed and action. And it's really how you get to invite others to know him more fully. Team's going to come back and lead us once more. Committing to a life of service to God and others, to grow in Christ's likeness, and really allowing our lives to announce the reign and rule of God can sound like a tall order, and it is. It is a tall order. It's a calling on our whole beings. Sometimes, however, this thinking can lead us to feel stuck. But we have a perfect example to learn from. Jesus is the ultimate role model of how to take action. He was and is the king of the earth, and yet he served others. The king of the earth served others. As he saw immediate needs, he stepped in, he took action. He provided hands-on care to those around him, and we can learn from his example. See a need around you and simply work to meet it. It is powerful, and it really does help us to carry each other's burdens and in this way fulfill the law of Christ. So don't get too bogged down to find the perfect way to serve, or the perfect gifting that you have to share, or the perfect time to fit it into your calendar. Because that kind of thinking will often just hold you back and it won't get done. Share your love of God by sharing what he has already given you. Share your love of God as you live as the person he's created you to be. As you interact with the world and those around you, respond with his love. And you will be well on your way. Respond to those that you see this morning in your family and at the grocery store. Respond with love, and you'll be on his mission. We have opportunities here at Manor, within the church. We have opportunities in our community. We have opportunities domestically through trips and organizations like MDS. There's opportunities to serve all around the globe. Later, John's going to talk to us a little bit about some opportunities that we have here this morning to help you get to know some things that might be your next step. But before we do that, we're going to engage in communion. And there are stations up front, there's some in the back. And if you're here with us in the auditorium and you need a little bit of help getting those elements to you, just wave your hand or shake your head towards one of the ushers, and they really would be grateful to bring the elements to you. If you're at home, hop up right now, go grab some bread or crackers, juice, ginger ale, whatever it is that you might have, so that you too can partake in communion. Remember that the bread reminds us of Jesus and his body on the cross, the juice of his blood shed for us. These elements, they really help to usher us into a time of reflection, a period of remembrance of his great sacrifice for us, for his love and grace that is so freely given, even when we don't deserve it. As you engage in communion today, go before him. Truly remember, really reflect. Offer your gratitude for his work on the cross, for life anew in him. Open yourself fully, fully to new ways of serving him and serving others in ways that his goodness is reflected through your actions and your lifestyle. Commit to the work of discerning not only your unique giftings, but also seek his guidance on how to best share them with others. Remember in the moments to come that you are truly created to serve. I'm going to pray for us, and the song will then play. Whenever you're ready, you can jump on in. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you are the creator of all things. We offer you all of our thanks, all of our praise. You're so worthy. Thank you for your work on the cross so that we could live free. Thank you that you died for our forgiveness. We remember you, Lord, and we seek you now. We come before you with humility. Lord, we surrender our all to you. We ask that you help cleanse our minds and our hearts of the things that distract us from serving you. Free us of the barriers that we have for outwardly loving our neighbors and those in need. And God, we seek your wisdom. Lord, help us to see the world and all of those people around us just as you do. Help each one of us learn of our gifts. Help us identify ways that we can share those gifts with others, so that they can get to know you more fully. We offer our all to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.